G'day all, welcome to the Social Fishing Googong Dam Fishing Report for May 2022. So it's been a pretty hot month, so to speak. It has been a bit quiet at times, but some of the bigger fish have come out and there's been some really good encounters by several anglers. The water conditions at the moment are actually pretty clear. You're looking at a meter and a half or so visibility. We haven't had much rain, which is fantastic for a change. And the water is flowing over the dam, so we're consistently over 100% still. So we're probably just sitting at 102, 103 with the amount that's falling over. And water temperature itself is looking around the high teens to low 20s if we get that bit of sun heat bite during the day. With the low winds that we've been experiencing, it still has kind of been quite warm at times, just like traditionally around this time of year, cold nights, warmish kind of days in that, you know, low teens to high teens in terms of temperature outside. It's pretty much relating very closely under the water as well. So you're maxing out at that 22, 23 mark, but mostly it's sitting at about that high teens and a touch lower first thing in the morning. So the redfin perch are going very well, catching heaps of redfin. Plenty of people are utilizing the standard techniques. Lipless crankbaiting for myself primarily has been a little bit slow, but then downsizing to blades, your soft plastics vertically. But the most part, in terms of the redfin, the better action has been casting them out and working them on the bottom, but back towards the boat. So hopping them on the bottom or a slow, constant retrieve with your vibes style lures just off the bottom has been doing quite well. And soft plastics, when they go a little bit quiet, and downsizing to your creatures kind of baits and yabby imitations and that sort of stuff, redfin are going great guns. Lots of fish, finding lots of schools and some decent sized ones as well, probably averaging about the 20, low 20s to mid 20s up to the 30 mark. Nothing spectacular, but plenty of fun nonetheless. Golden perch have been very sporadic. At the start of the month, they were quite slow, but then they heated up along with that heat that's joined them outside the water. So pretty much standard techniques similar to the redfin has been going really well for the golden perch, mixing in some bibbed lures. So your smaller crankbaits, working them just in the top water column. The goldens have been sitting anywhere from 2 to about 6 meters. So it's a bit of variation to do with that temperature change that we've already mentioned a couple times. And that's primarily been the fishing for the golden perch. Obviously it's, you know, the more you move, the more you find, that sort of stuff. So it's kind of same as springtime where you need to work a bit of water to find those active fish. Yes, you might be able to see the golden perch. You might experience those follows and those, you know, half-assed hits where they will nose it with their mouth or the side of their face, like they typically do sometimes in spring when you get them a little bit aggro. It's kind of the same thing. So just cover that water opposite to the redfin. The golden perch, they're not firing everywhere, so you just need to continuously move. And same deal for the big cod. As we know, that's just how it goes generally in dams, but particularly Googong, just covering as much water as you can is generally the best option for targeting those big fish, obviously as it's cooling down, going close to the bank. However, that hasn't been 100% the case thus far. In this period of autumn, they have been retreating to a little bit deeper as well, because that temperature has suddenly started to spike a few days a week in that nice hot weather with low wind. It's kind of still in that transition stage. We're not quite there, so we're leading into that big swim bait kind of bite. I've been getting action on the cod on big swim baits as well, been getting hits. Action is out there with lipless crankbait, with several big fish being hooked. Unfortunately, not too many landed from what I've seen myself and experienced myself. However, there are about, and even bank anglers are getting in on the action with some big cod encounters over the last couple weeks as well, casting hard bodies and just moving and fishing some of the steeper edges and pretty much any edge. But that movement, that's the key, just going out there and moving, whether you're in a vessel or you're on the bank. You still want to be not generally caning an area. You're just really looking to move and find those active fish and fishing those bite periods where the fish may be more active. and that sort of stuff. So leading into this month, I think it's actually going to be quite good. It's a little bit late in the transition bite with all the conditions that we've been having. We had all that rain, we had that cooler weather, which really had a slow start. I thought that that would have come into more of an impact in this period of time, but it hasn't, so it's quite good. We're still in that month behind stage now, where it can happen at any time, where we start to get those really, really cold days and mornings, and that fog on the water, and it really, really starts to get that southerly breeze come on through, which has actually just started. So you're getting a lot of that cloudiness. It takes a few hours for the sun to peak out, and that transition period is really good for targeting the big cod as well. So it may be cold for a couple hours in the day with not much sun, but as soon as that sun peaks out, whether it's 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, or whatever it may be, that generally is a good time to actually be targeting them, because even though you may have been casting your lures for hours on end, however, often it does happen as soon as that sun starts to peak out and you get a little bit of warmth, the fish will become active. So that's been a classic way of targeting the big cod over the last 10 years for me at Googong, is just waiting and using those one percenters and really thinking about it and just encompassing all the variations outside the water, inside the water. Obviously the water, if it's lapping on the bank, you've got that bait getting pushed up on the bank, and couple that with the sun poking out and bait being drawn into a bank and that sort of stuff. That's the kind of thinking that you really need to go into, and that's going to prepare you really well for when it gets really cold and that we get back into those single digits, and those fish are just tucked up on the bank looking to soak in that sun. So if you can really get into a repetition and get yourself drilled into that kind of aspect of thinking, that's really going to help you throughout the winter. So not as much as just being what's good for this month coming up, but this is going to also build a platform and a base for you to really start honing in once it gets really, really cold. So that's the most important part when it does get cold, is to get into that mind frame and also get into that muscle memory, because it can get really, really drawn out. And let's face it, some people get bored, not myself, but some people get bored and they get out there with the fairies and start thinking and banging. Sometimes all it takes is that lapse in concentration and that one opportunity for those days and hours of casting, and that's it. So really just hone in on what's happening. I'm going to be doing similar sort of stuff that I mentioned last month. I'm going to be going to the bigger baits and start to work the shallows once the water does get cold. It's really just repeating what I've said back then. Got to work with the conditions that we have, so it's pretty much a carbon copy of that. Obviously going vertical when the fish are sitting a bit deeper, utilizing some more finesse style tactics for when you do have that shutdown period roll on through. Usually once it does get colder and those fish are hugging the bank and they're not going to be as active, you can tempt them with something a little bit more natural. So going to big plastics, yabby sort of stuff, imitations and that sort of thing. The bank fishing has been quite good, as I mentioned. There's been plenty of people out, people encountering various species, bait fishermen doing the same. So if you really want to wet your bait line, classic, your worms, your yabbies and that sort of stuff, running sinker rigs, that's generally part and parcel with freshwater fishing in itself. So nothing too special on that front, but this is a time to get out there and really start to prepare for winter. So that's the big takeaway here for today. And I'm gonna give the star rating a 3 or a 3.5. I think that just in that transition period where the switch flicks, so to speak, it's gonna get pretty good. So still finding golden perch, still finding plenty of redfin. So all round, it is quite good. Hopefully we get a last real big spike in activity just before that winter freeze and those fish really start to pack on the pound, so to speak. So yeah, that's the report for today. But like I said, the big key is just preparing for that winter chill and just getting everything ready and start laying your platform now. And you're going to encounter big goldens doing the same sort of thing. The goldens may stay a little bit more active even as it cools down a bit too. So still implementing those deep water tactics is going to be a key throughout the winter for them too. Redfin generally will peter out in terms of numbers, and you're going to get bigger, more individualized or smaller schooled fish. And I'm talking ones and twos and threes and fours, that sort of stuff, or even single fish, and they're going to really grow in that average size. You're not going to catch as many, but the ones that you do catch are going to be quite big. And we know there's redfin in Googong that are over 50 centimeters quite easily. So yeah, there we go. And hopefully this month's going to be a good one for you, and hope to see some more activity on the Googong group, and help your fellow anglers out. So there you have it. Happy fishing in these colder months.